Mr. Boomer, good morning. Another punishment with LBC's Thursday Morning News. I am Steve Lindell. State investigators revealed the cheating had been going on for years. Indiana Board of Firefighting Standards voted Tuesday to permanently revoke all firefighter certifications for Captain Troy Delaney, who they say coordinated a cheating scheme with the Muncie Fire Department. The eight EMTs can continue to work while they serve their two-year probations and must retake the test and pay a small fine. Muncie's mayor and the Fire Merit Commission president told Bob Siegel of 13 Investigates they did not know about the MFD cheating scheme until they learned about it from 13 News' ongoing investigation. Did you hear? Your water rates might be jumping.
I'm Peter Killeen. Indiana American Water Company is asking the state for a rate increase that, if approved, would increase the base rate water bill for a typical residential customer using 4,000 gallons a month in Muncie by about $14.47 when fully implemented in 2025.
WLBC News Bits. The Children's Museum says there's still tickets for Juneteenth Jamboree there June 3rd. Reserve your ticket, childrensmuseum.org. Indy Parks will officially open public pools Monday. They had opened over the holiday weekend, but they closed them up all week for additional lifeguard training. A woman from Indianapolis says her autistic son was taken out of class more than 100 times at Edison School of the Arts this past school year.
And she says that violates his individualized learning plan. I'm Sean Herrick.
If my son is doing something and he needs some discipline, send him. But send them with his work. They're not sending them with work.
Latasha Walker tells Wish TV that she has a report from the Indiana Department of Education that says the number of times her son was removed from class was excessive, but the report is not finalized yet because they're still looking into it. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Have you ever opened your cell phone bill and thought you were getting a good deal but realized you're still paying far too much? It's possible to lower your bill by making some tweaks, like opting for auto pay. Most wireless carriers like T-Mobile and Verizon will knock off $5 to $10 from your bill if you sign up for automatic payments. Or you can switch to a prepaid plan or carrier. Prepaid plans from Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T start at around $30 to $40 for a limited amount of data. Consider changing or removing your cell phone insurance and you'll save anywhere from $80 to $300 annually. Skip the upgrade. Keeping your smartphone for even a year after it's paid off can save you hundreds of dollars. Consider adding one or more lines and split the cost with other people. Cash in on discounts like for students, government workers, among others. And be sure to review your current plan and talk to your provider about additional ways to lower your bill. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A 25th anniversary of helping animals. That and National next on LBC.